Welcome to Four Chicks Chatting, a womanish podcast that will engage, excite, and empower you as we chat about business and personal development, all with a healthy dose of humor. And now it's time to check in with our chicks, Kathy, Kristen, Mary Fran, and Robin.
And welcome back to another episode of Four Chicks Chatting. You're going to love this one today. Prioritizing. Oof. What's urgent, important, and can wait. So I actually have the Webster's definition of what prioritizing is.
Do they say oof like you did?
They say no, but you're going to say oof at the end.
Okay.
Designate or treat something as more important than other things. Really? who can do that? Delay dealing with items according to the relative importance. Now we're moms, we're wives,
important.
We're business owners. Tell me how we can do that and do it well.
To saying it like a single, you have to pick a single.
Pick a single. I think that's impossible, I struggle with it. And you guys know me, but for our audience who sort of knows me a little bit, I struggle with shiny object syndrome. So squirrel. So I have
that's
a hard
why we're friends.
But I have a hard time personally and professionally staying on track. And I think a lot of us who own our own business, I think staying motivated can be really tough. What do you think?
Oh my gosh. I am so right there with you. I think part of the issue is that we are constantly having people scream at us in a million different directions. And I don't care what anyone says. If you're a parent, if you run a household, whatever, there is a constant chatter in your brain telling you that you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Oh, I forgot this. Oh, somebody's got to go to piano lessons. Oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, so you add all of that into the, here's the word of the day, cacophony of noise, right?
Cacophony.
I need a spell checker.
Cacophony of noise. And how do you pick out what to do first, aside from what is screaming at you? And that's not always the thing you should be doing first, right?
Mm-hmm. I have a good quote that could help you, maybe.
Please, I need all the help I can get.
For her cacophony.
For my
cacophony.
Cacophony.
Stephen Covey says, the key is not to prioritize what's on your schedule, but to schedule your priorities.
Ah.
So if you flip how you're looking at it, it might be easier.
That actually makes a lot of sense when we feel like everything is a priority. And if everything is a priority, then maybe the key is scheduling a time to get everything done.
Mm-hmm. Or realizing what really doesn't have to be done.
Right.
You know, with that, the not to bring in the Frozen song into everybody's head, but I'm going to get it stuck in your head for you. That let it go had become my mantra for the past year. Let it go. Really? Really? Does everything have to shine in the kitchen? No. The health department only comes around once in a while. I'm shining up before they come.
You can eat off my floors. Maybe you shouldn't have to eat
because
off.
Because there's food there, not because it's clean, right?
That would be my house. Too many other things. No, honestly, though, I had to sit and say, what really has to get done today? Did that really have to get done? And I'm a list maker. I'm a big time list maker. And then what I was doing was I had the list and I put a little star if it was a priority. And every single thing had a star.
I had a star. I did a star.
And I was like, maybe that's not such a good method.
Two stars, three stars.
Yeah.
Well, I have a nifty little tip that I use with my clients. The first thing I do with my clients is my philosophy is let's work backwards. So because we're hit with so many different things, let's just sit down, catch our breath, and say, what do you want the outcome to be? And then let's work backwards, put the process and the plan in place, the steps that are required to get you there. So for everyone that's watching on YouTube, I'm going to show you a little chart that I use, and we will include this in the show notes. But you can see it's a four quadrant chart, and it has urgency across the top and importance down the side. And if we look at the individual quadrants, we're looking at what is a crisis, okay? That is high importance, high urgency. And I define crises as what are those do or die things, okay? What are going to have big, what are the consequences going to be for if we don't do this now or first, okay? Also on importance, but a little bit lower than crises, are those interruptions, those things that slow you down, and that's mostly other people's urgency. So how do you differentiate your urgency versus somebody else's, right? That's when the emails come in, the phone calls come in, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Kathy.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, too. I think you almost have to define urgency.
Yeah. Well, I like to say, get this shit done first. How about that?
I think that's what it says when you look on Wikipedia.
I think so.
That's how they define it.
All right, let me focus just very quickly on the very lowest quadrant. That is low urgency and of low importance. And I refer to those as time suckers.
Oh, but they're usually the fun ones.
That's what I was going to say. So I shouldn't be watching 3 hours of Say Yes to the Dress during the day. That's low urgency.
No, and guess what we're listing is those. The social media vortex.
Yeah.
I don't have lifetime binging because then I can't live without lifetime binging. So I don't see that as a time sucker. But these are the things you don't have to do unless you have nothing left to do. So when you're done everything else on your list, Kristen, and you have everything that's got a star next to it and you have highlighted, you can then binge.
Okay, then I can get back to my Gilmore Girls.
So the goal then is get the other crap done so we can binge. That's what I'm hearing. That's what I'm getting out of this.
Wait a minute. I got to put it on pause here because sometimes I do have to binge for creativity to get my mind to settle down into nothingness. And then all of a sudden the idea pops. I just can't do it for too long.
So this quote that I have, I read an article in Fast Company about prioritizing. And there's a guy named Tim Elmore who wrote a book called Marching Off the Map. And he says that you have to ask yourself a few questions, two of which are, what produces the greatest results when I do it? And I think, Kathy, that ties in with the urgency stuff and all that. But then the next question is, what is fulfilling? So there has to, at some point, be that awareness that what is fulfilling can also be a matter of urgency if, as you just said, Kristen, it leads you to greater creativity or is going to somehow lead you to a place where you can produce results after that. So it's what produces the greatest results when I do it, and then what is fulfilling? I think there are two questions you really should ask yourself.
I'm writing them down. I'm literally going to put that on my fridge to keep myself focused.
We'll put that in our show notes too. So
yeah, everybody, that's your homework. Print that out and put that on your fridge.
Brilliance bomb right there.
There you go. Brilliance bomb. But I really liked that grid, Kath. I liked that idea of, you know, somehow you have to organize your priorities somehow, or everything's a priority or nothing's a priority. And you're watching 3 hours of Say Yes to the Dress. Not that I ever did that.
Well, I think you also need to know where you're going, you know, so you know where you're going, your goals are set and you have direction, then you can figure out what's going to get results because you know your results that you're waiting on.
Well, and you also have deadlines that you have to meet. So if there's a deadline in play, then you have to make sure that that is hit first before you put something else in front of it.
Especially if that deadline is going to bring money in the door. I mean, let's be honest. That's what ultimately what we are all headed towards. If that deadline is something that's going to add little zeros to your bank account, then at the end, not at the beginning of the bank account. That's what we should be working on.
You're right, Mary Fran. What is the old adage? Time is money. Mm-hmm. So even if you're not doing anything that you think at that moment is going to make you money, you're still wasting a lot of time. And so if you try to quantify that, that's huge and scary.
Yeah, it is scary. And I think that it you can parse it into a lot of little pieces, going back to, again, you know, what Kristen said about sometimes being something fulfilling also leads you to something that's going to make money. But you have to be careful that you don't get caught in that too much. One of the other things that this guy, Tim Elmore, says, and this I think applies to you, whether you're a leader in a company or whether you're only, you know, you're a leader in your own business. He says that leaders start off well leading, but then become reactive to other people's things and other people's urgencies and all. And I think that's applicable to individuals as well. We start off well, but then we start reacting. Like you said, Kathy, email comes in, or, you know, somebody's yapping in your ear about something and we react. So it's a matter of trying to not be reactive as opposed to proactive.
Well, I think part of that too, is it The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod last year, when I was trying to figure out, because so many, there was just too many plates in the air and I had to prioritize and figure out my life without having a stroke. And he talked about, you set your day a same pattern every day. And I've been doing this for over a year now, where in the morning you take, I get up an hour earlier than I ever did before. Now I get up at 5 and have some time and set my I don't check email first thing in the morning anymore, because I was reacting, like you just said, Mary Friend, I was reacting to everybody's stuff from the day before and never even got my stuff set. So now I spend at least 10, 15 minutes on like mantras and all that stuff that keeps my brain focused. And I notice if I get out of that habit that everything starts to fall apart. So I stick with that Miracle Morning type of thing. And then I check. It's hard though. It's hard to only check email at certain times. And I don't check email in line at the store anymore, or at the red lights, or in the car pickup line, because I thought that was multitasking and saving time. I wasn't retaining any of it because I had a few seconds. Then the little bubble on there, the dot was gone because I had read it. And I wasn't going through when I really had time to sit. So I sit and focus now and have set times for things. But I had to do that to organize my ADD self all over the place, you know.
Well, that goes back to what Robin was saying about setting time, like scheduling your priorities, right? Isn't that what you were saying, Robin, about this whole scheduling the priorities thing?
Yeah. And I hate to go scientific here, but there are studies that show if you block out specific amounts of time, so say you're writing a new talk. So you give yourself on, you know, Thursday from 10 to noon, that's your time, you're focusing on that. Then from noon to 12:30, you're going to have lunch. Then from 12:30 to 1:30, you're going to maybe start the PowerPoint presentation. But if you actually put the time, the items on your calendar or your schedule for the day in specific time slots, you're more apt to accomplish those things as well as meet all of your deadlines and priorities.
Now, Mary Friend, you're a creative like me. So are you able to do that? Because I had to do like it over, I have my planner in front of me. It's over a week. And I have to say at the top of the week, just what Robin just said, but instead of time blocks, it's over a week that because my brain will go into creative mode at really weird times. Sometimes it's late at night. Sometimes it is noon to 3. It's weird.
Well, and I think that goes back to what you had said earlier, Kristen, about finding those maybe parts of time where you, and sometimes I don't know if you can always schedule them. Sometimes I think it's a matter of scheduling, saying to yourself, I have to have some time today to let it go and to be in that creative space. Because I know I'll be in the middle of writing something and, you know, they talk about writer's block, which is a very real thing. All of a sudden there's nothing left to say. You just don't know where to go with it. And sometimes you just literally have to get up and walk away. So I think if maybe you recognize that, yes, that is a priority for you, if your brain needs, and even if it's not a creative thing, I mean, even if you're just stuck on some kind of a work problem or you need a solution for something, sometimes the best thing to do with that is just get up and take a walk, or, you know, get on the treadmill or do some yoga stretches or do something like for me, sometimes it's a visual thing because I'm always doing words. So sometimes I need to do something that's visual or tactile, where I go out and I'll pull weeds out in the backyard or something that switches my brain from one thing, one like track to another. But I think going back to your original thing, yes, we have to build some sort of relief into that schedule. And that has to be a priority too.
And Mary Fran, to your point about needing that break, you can schedule those in. So if you are right. going to write that day, like you're setting aside that day to write, schedule in those 15-minute breaks. And maybe it is for stretching or something. Maybe it's to go read a book that might inspire you. Or maybe it's sitting and just going through Instagram and looking at pictures that may trigger something and stimulate right. some more creativity.
And I think you're right. I think the key, though, is schedule it so that, mm-hmm. again, like Kristen yep. said, you don't get lost in that vortex of yes. that time suck.
Yeah.
So what do you do to keep yourself on track with the scheduling? Do you use your phone? Do you use your computer? Do you have set yourself an alarm?
I'm old school. I'm pen and paper.
So am I. I have to see it and I have to be able to make my list with, I mean, it just, that's, I'm such a visual and textile person that I have to do both. And then that's how I can structure the best.
I do put it on my phone too, though. Okay. I do it in my planner and I put it on my phone so those alarms go off.
Yes.
Because I'm also out of sight, out of mind. I'm like mm-hmm. a squirrel brain nightmare.
No. I miss meetings because of that.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Does anybody have Alexa? Do you guys have Alexa?
Oh, my Mitchell has 17 Alexa, Alexas.
But I never thought to use that for that. That's really a good idea.
I have. I've sat at the kitchen island and said, Alexa, set an alarm for 45 minutes.
I love that idea.
I'll tell you, though, it goes by so fast. And when that alarm goes off, it scares me to death. Because I'm.
But you know what I think the plus side of doing something like that, Kath, is it's off your brain and you mm-hmm. get to immerse yourself into whatever that task is that you've yep. assigned yourself at that time.
I love it.
Can you program That's her great. To say, great job, Kath. You just worked for 45 minutes.
If I could, I would have her also start shooting out M&Ms when I was done too.
Let's add these features. Alexa 5.0.
Are you listening, Alexa?
This is what Hello. We do.
Alexa, yeah. tell me I'm awesome. I'm sorry, I can't do that right now.
I don't use that language. I just want to say one more thing about solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, anybody that's working for themselves and having a problem with prioritizing. There's also that missing piece of accountability. And you really don't have anybody to be accountable to. You don't have somebody that's going to come and get this report. There's not somebody that's going to call at a certain time, or maybe there is if it's a client, but somebody that you're working for or answering to. So you kind of have to be accountable to yourself, which some people might find hard to do.
It might not be a bad idea in a case like that to try to find somebody to partner with, even if it's one or two days a week where you have somebody that you check in with, maybe midday, maybe, you know, first thing in the morning, maybe midday, and maybe a wrap up at the end of the day. And, you know, maybe at the beginning of the day, you say, okay, hey, here's what I want to get done today. And then you check in with that person. I mean, I think that social contact, and by that I mean actually speaking to a human, is something that we tend to lose in this virtual world. So maybe that's not a bad way to kind of keep on track with that kind of a thing and fill that need to have people in your
have
life.
Have a chick chat.
Speaking. There you go.
Put together
yeah,
a chick chat.
That's how it started. Like
for accountability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I like that
idea. We still have the recommendations for that or how to do that on the website. I don't remember.
For our chick chats?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a download of that PDF, right? Yeah.
There is a download. And that, you know, like, let's bring that whole thing full circle. We talk about tribes all the time. And I think the important thing to recognize here is that everybody has different ways that they're going to find to prioritize, hold themselves accountable. And sometimes, you know, sometimes you do need your tribe to say to you, that should not be your priority right now. I mean, sometimes we get stuck in our own heads with, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, this is so important. Oh, I have to get this done. And sometimes you need somebody to kind of shake and go, what is that doing for you?
Exactly.
You're wasting all this time on this. It's not helping you. So before you get so stuck in your own head, do reach out and do cultivate that tribe and find your own chicks that can say to you, that can pull you back from the edge and go, you're going down a rabbit hole here that is not going to get you any carrots. I just, my analogies, I mean, really.
They're beautiful. They're really
beautiful.
Where
do I come up with this stuff? But I should stop.
Yeah. No, it's all good. You know what we should do? We should have on the Facebook page, people on this episode can comment if they're looking to start a chick chat. with other people that are in our community, and yes. they can hook up that way because it's all virtual. I mean, I know we meet in person sometimes, yes. but now we don't even meet in person to podcast. It's all virtual. Yeah.
We're getting as far away from each other as possible.
Pretty much.
Pretty it, soon we're all going to be in different global. States.
Yeah, global chick-chatting.
Bucks County may demand that soon. I'm sorry you all have to leave the county and go to different ones. Okay, I have one to start wrapping all this up. But okay. just to throw us like into the whole big picture of priority. I found this on Instagram the other day, and I actually struggled with this all year. It says, in between goals is a thing called life that has to be lived and enjoyed. And it's by, my phone is so cracked, Sid Caesar. So one thing I realized in this point of taking time to go do something else and open your mind, mine was actually spending time with my family. I built way more of that time in because they needed me so much. And I'm able to say to them now, I'm going in the office for 2 hours. I have to focus on stuff, or I have a call, or I'm recording, and I can't be interrupted. And then when I'm done, and we had stuff on the calendar that we were going to go do together, me and the kids, and it actually freed my mind mm-hmm. completely, because I was completely away. Or I'll talk to them about something I'm stuck on. Because they're, I mean, my two at home now are 14 and 15 and have an interesting take on life, right? And then my son that's in college, I'll say something to him if I'm stuck. But so that all worked out for me that they're my time to get my brain off of what I'm stuck on. But yeah, you do have to, and it's that let it go thing. You gotta just figure out what really is important and then work on it again the next day.
I like it.
So are we into our squirrel brain roundup now?
All our brilliance bombs in one spot?
I feel like we are. So anyway, I'll start, and I will say, try not to be reactive, try to be proactive, and try to balance that off with what is fulfilling.
I guess I'll go next, and I'll say, even for those of us that it's hard to do, set some kind of a schedule at least to start your day. I'll do that. Start your day with one chunk of time that is you, and get your mind set for the day. If it's a workout, if it's meditating, if it whatever it is, and make sure you do that for yourself every day to set your day off right.
And I would just say schedule your priorities instead of letting your priorities drive your schedule.
Look at you, Robin.
Love it.
Well, let's work backwards. As usual, what do we want the outcome to be? And then let's tackle those steps to get you there.
Well, thank you
so much for joining us today. And I hope that we left you with some great, brilliant bombs. Chat with us on Facebook. Connect with us on the social thing. Leave us a review. Leave us a comment, especially on our Facebook page today. We'd love to hear, how do you prioritize your tasks? What do you do to keep yourself on track?
Thanks for listening to our chicks. Want to learn how to create your own chick chat? Head to our website, chickschatting.com. Be sure to join our chats on that social thing, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.